Representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see someone who looks like me and you. Kitch Noir is out here. Plus they're black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.
Hey guys, Sherelle here from Kitch Noir, the award-winning, family-friendly, black British greeting cards and stationery brand. Welcome to the Make It Happen Affirmations podcast. I trust you are well and full of self-love after our March affirmations. Hopefully you were able to be surrounded by the woman that you love and are inspired by throughout the International Women's Day and Mother's Day celebrations. I hope the statements I chose helped you to show up for yourself and you were able to embrace your own worth. If this is your first time listening, let me give you a quick catch up of what we do during these sessions and what you should gain from listening every day. I'll be showing you an activity that I do every morning, which I really feel leads to a great day and gradually builds your confidence and character. But of course, you're free to listen to it whatever time of the day is best for you. The affirmations activity literally takes less than 10 minutes and is just you speaking out your affirmations aloud to yourself. The affirmations run alongside the Kitch Noir 2021 Affirmations Diary, which is now officially sold out. This is such an accomplishment for the brand because it was a product that had never been released and I had no idea how well it would be received by the customers. Fortunately, it was an absolute success, and I now have an idea of just how many I should be producing later this year to avoid them selling out so quickly and avoid me having to run around like a headless chicken during Christmas. But anyway, if you are loving your Kitch Noir diary and cannot wait to get your hands on your new 2022 version, I would love to hear your suggestions and feedback whilst I'm designing the latest one. So it would be super helpful if you would head to the website kitchnoir.com and fill out a 5-minute survey that I've created. To show just how much I'd appreciate this help, I will give you a 15% discount code to use on your next order once you've completed the form. So thank you in advance. So this month's affirmations are based on believing in your star potential and personality, also known as your light. Just like a gift, we were all given our own individual light, our own ability to project illumination onto what may not seem so bright. We were all given a gift to shine. If you imagine your dream house, probably a mansion with like 3 different floors, gigantic rooms, and massive full-length glass windows. One night you're alone in the huge house and you're in the bedroom, which is situated in the center of the house. The neighbours outside are able to tell that someone is in the house, as that one room with the light on spills its brightness into the corridor, onto the stairs and through the windows. Your room has the ability to bring light into the whole house and even onto the nosy neighbours outside. Light does this so effortlessly. Your light is capable of lighting a whole house. Remember that. Your light is powerful. Your light has no limits. Your light is special. Another great example of this, which sits perfectly in line with this month's illustration of our girl Cece posing on a star, is the imagery of an actual star in the universe. Because of its main characteristic to emit light throughout the universe and to shine bright like a diamond, bit of Rihanna there for you, we are able to see it all the way from here on Earth. Isn't that just mind-blowing? When we think of the effects that stars have on us on Earth, it's crazy. People name stars, people wish on stars, people find hope in stars, and they make other people realize that they are just one part of the immense universe. And the only reason we know that a star exists is because of the light that it shines. I hope these examples give you the courage that you need to show up. Let yourself know that you are there. Prove that you are here. I heard an incredible quote this month: your audience is not on Earth. This really resonated with me, as I'm a Christian and ultimately every decision or action I make should be to glorify God. So when I think about allowing my light to shine, it should never be about the recognition that I get from other people, but about the example that I am setting and the service that I am providing. So really, if I refuse to project my light and refuse to believe in myself, I'm wasting the gift that I was given, and there is no point of having light at all. This whole concept is actually based on the scripture Matthew 5, 14 to 15. I recommend having a read of it if you're interested. So, I've added a few more affirmations this month, as once I started listing them, I couldn't stop. This is clearly one of my favourite topics. I couldn't decide which one to remove, so I just kept them all. I've also repeated some, as I feel like they needed to be specifically highlighted. Right, let's do it. I'm going to declare the affirmations I have here, and I want you to repeat them back to yourself in the gap that I leave. Last month, I started making sure that I said the affirmations in the mirror every morning. I believe watching yourself declare such powerful I am statements helps it to become a reality.
Okay, let's go.
I am a star. I will let my light shine. I am special. I am unique. I am successful. I am full of confidence. I exude positive energy. I bring light to others. I am irreplaceable. I brighten any room I enter. My personality glows. I shine wherever I go. I face challenges with a can-do attitude. I am capable. I am full of confidence. I attract inspiring energy. I provide light where there is darkness. I believe in myself. I am light. I am confident. I glow in every given opportunity. I provide enormous value to my environment. I am a star. I will let my light shine. And you've done it! Have a productive day, guys, and thanks so much for listening. Please do continue to listen every morning or for as long as it serves you. If you think any family or friends will benefit from these affirmations, please do share it. And if you're not already, follow me on Spotify, Instagram, or Twitter at Kitchnoir. That's KitchNoir. And a kind reminder that it's now April, the fourth month of the year, but it's never too late to start being organised. We have weekly planners, bookmarks, notebooks, and notepads available, which all represent being Black and being beautiful. Check them out in my cute Kitchnoir greeting cards collection, or contact me with any comments, questions, or suggestions through my website, kitchnoir.com. And remember to always embrace, encourage, and empower. See you next month, guys. Thank you.
Representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see someone who looks like me and you. Kitchnoir is out here. Plus they're Black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.